The James Beard Awards are out today. They are the equivalents of the Academy Awards for the culinary field, and one Tampa area chef has been nominated 5 times in a row for his work. Greg Baker and his wife Michelle operate the Fodder and Shine and Refinery restaurants in Seminole Heights. Chef Baker talks with WUSF's Lisa Peaks about what makes a good food scene and why Tampa is becoming a destination for foodies.
It's a huge honor to be recognized for that. In 2011, my restaurant, The Refinery, was nominated as best new restaurant in the country, which was an indication that people were actually paying attention to what happens in Tampa and that we're something a little bit more than a tourist town and not catering solely to the masses, but people are serious about the food that they're producing, the sourcing of their food. People will travel simply to go find good food.
And what is it that Tampa in particular has to offer?
You know, what we have to offer is a unique seasonality that other areas don't have. Our growing seasons are flip-flopped. I can be staring all summer at beautiful photos of other people working with tomatoes and strawberries and corn, and I know that while you guys were freezing and working with root vegetables all winter, I was working with tomatoes and strawberries and blueberries starting to come in, and all kinds of beautiful produce that people don't have access to in the colder months.
What's your vision and philosophy?
Yeah, we originally started out to celebrate the heritage cuisines of Florida, cracker cooking. Very distinct foodways that came about out of necessity. A lot of people came here with preconceived notions of what they were going to do, you know, so they brought their foodways with them and said, this is how we're going to approach things. And then they very quickly realized that just due to the climate and the soil that, oh, this isn't going to work. There was a definite lack of any kind of infrastructure as far as transporting foods from the north. So people learned to do without things like flour and learned to adapt corn in different ways, adapt some of the root vegetables that grow here naturally, use that as a flour substitute. Unfortunately, some of those root vegetables are very high in cyanide and, you know, some people died in the process, but natives had been using it for centuries, so they just had to learn the processes and learn to do without what they were used to and learn to do with what they could have. So from that, there was a rather distinct cuisine that evolved.
So I heard that the Seminole Heights area used to be the place where you go to get your car fixed, and now that's really changing.
You know, Seminole Heights is my neighborhood. I care about it. And through us and a handful of other businesses that have popped up, it's like the first inroads to improvement of a neighborhood. From living in other cities, I've watched restaurant rows kind of evolve. And, you know, first there's the restaurants, and then comes retail, and then comes galleries and other community-serving businesses. And all of a sudden, you've got a walkable neighborhood, you know. I can say that I'm asked this question often, so I'm just going to put it out there, is what creates a good food scene? And usually I can answer that in exactly one word, is beer. Thriving beer scenes actually start driving thriving food scenes. Beer is a little more accessible to people, and once they start moving off of the major brands and getting into craft beer, it starts expanding their palates. And then all of a sudden that Budweiser and chicken wings isn't good enough on a Friday night. They want to try something that matches with their beer a little bit more, and they get more adventurous in their food tasting because they've been more adventurous in their beer tasting and, you know, expanded themselves to a point where things aren't as foreign as they used to be. And I have watched the beer scene explode in Portland and the food scene quickly follow. I've watched it happen in Austin, and we have such a great beer scene here that right now that the only logical conclusion is that we are where we need to be. And we've gone from, you know, in certain ways very much a desert as far as good food goes to, you know, now we've got a high-end ramen place that opens up. We've got a great artisanal bakery that's opened up. We're firmly there, but this is only just the beginning, and there's really no better time to be in Tampa. This is an incredibly exciting time.
James Beard Award nominee Chef Greg Baker. You can see a video of this interview at WUSFnews.org.